The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Oh, yeah, baby. Francis, Albert, Sinatra. Hey, good morning. Happy Monday, July 8th. It's a Monday, 9:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Frankie is here, and Albert's here, and Debbie's here. You're very humble, ready for drive time players. There's a lot going on today, a lot in the news and everything that went over the weekend. I'm trying to stay in the patriotic mode that happened over the weekend with the salute to America. Absolutely love that. With the president and the flyovers. It was just great. And looking at the mall in Washington, D.C., and all those thousands and thousands of people, and people are pumped up. So, and then I'm watching the other side. I'm watching, like, the Democrats, and the Democrats said this way. They were just, everything was negative. Everything anti-American, everything anti-Donald Trump. And, man, and I don't hear one idea coming from the other side. They do is just fighting and bickering. And so these debates keep going on the Democratic side. We'll see who surfaces. I always say watch Tulsi Gabbard, but Kamala Harris is supposed to be like she's the front runner. I'm watching her, and do respect all of them, by the way. But is Joe Biden going to fade as we go on? Does Oprah jump in? Does Michelle Obama jump in? It's going to be very, very interesting. Me, I love the politics. I love the entertainment value of it all. But I don't see anybody that could actually take down this president in the 2020 election. I don't see it. If you think otherwise, 877-970-2999. You're more than welcome to join us. And again, there's a lot of other news going on. But I wanted to give a shout out to my friend Ed Henry. I just texted Ed if he wanted to call in. If you caught him over the weekend on Fox and Fred's weekend, God, it was so moving. And you can go to my Twitter site, at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo, on Twitter. And I tweeted out he is, in a nutshell, donating his liver to his sister, right? So I know Ed Henry, a journalist for Fox News. Great, great guy. I mean, just a great guy. Funny, but I love people who are, and we have the privilege of having these great reporters come on this show. And they are good on their feet. And I always say to Ed how he's great on his feet. And with no notes, whether he's in Japan or he's at a summit with the president and Kim Jong-un, no matter where he goes, he's always great. But he's a great guy. I've seen him socially, and we have a lot of laughs, and he's a Yankee fan, and he's great. So he's donated. His sister needs a liver. She needs a liver. So who's going to donate it? Ed. So he told the story, and you can see it if you go on Jersey Joe Piscopo, or certainly Fox News. He had to lose 10 pounds. He had to stop drinking everything. He had to go through such a and the whole time he's been on the show, never mentioned it, right? He never mentioned it on the air. He's been traveling all over. Remember I told you he's doing feeds from overseas at 3:00 in the morning. I say, are you sleeping at all? The whole time he's getting himself in shape so he could donate his liver, a portion of his liver, to his sister, and I believe that happens very soon. And then, I didn't know he said this, is that the liver regenerates itself. So even if they take part of his liver, it will regenerate itself. They'll give a third of the liver to his sister, and that will be turned into a full liver after a while. So a big shout out to Ed Henry. I mean, the guts that he had. And we always joke about, who would you give a kidney to? We have a friend, our friend Danielle gave her kidney to a coworker. Would you give it to somebody? And certainly to your sister you would. But, I mean, what Ed Henry has done is just, and I'll tell you, I always said he's one of the great guy, and just aside, his journalistic talents aside, great guy. To do that, I mean, was just so, so moving. And Frankie, you didn't see that over the weekend by chance, did you see
that? I didn't, but that's great. I'm a big believer in organ donation. And in addition to Danielle, I know John Terlosi gave his brother-in-law his kidney. Whatever we can do to encourage more people to become organ donors, I'm all for it.
Who do you give it to? Al, did you see Ed on Fox and Friends this weekend?
I didn't see it, but I saw his tweets, and I thought that was great.
You got to watch it, because you know what? He's a good guy. He's a tough guy, and he broke down. Oh, and it just was such a heartbreak watching Ed Henry break down for his love for his sister doing that. And we're trying to get him on the show, but I don't want to bother him. Hey, Ed, could you come on and say hi? He's got enough to worry about right now. So we'll get Ed on when he can come on. But he's going into the hospital. He said Godspeed to he and his sister, Colleen. But my goodness gracious, all of a sudden your sister needs a liver. Are you donating anything?
Liver. It's not like I have three lying around. If I could donate it, sure, I would donate it.
Oh, look at you. See?
It's my sister.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be
vindictive because we're not talking to one another and go, oh, you're going to die? Oh, you know what? Ooh, sorry. No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't give you my liver if you needed my liver.
I would certainly donate my liver. It's less fatty now. So according to the oncologist, so it's good.
Al had a fatty liver.
Yeah,
but you know, Ed was so funny, and he was going back and forth saying, you know, I had to stop drinking, man. And he goes, you know, there was too much fat. And he was talking about it, but they track all that. You have to be in pristine shape to donate.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm sure if my sister needed my liver a few months ago, I wouldn't have been able to give it to her because it was too fatty. But now it's certainly in the clear. If she needed it, I would be happy to give it to her.
Is that on your tombstone, by the way? Al Gattulo, great dad.
Great dad, husband, fatty liver.
Fatty liver.
Fatty liver. Yeah, I think I'm going to request that's put there. Fatty liver.
I think that'll work out. Wait, you
cancer
know
what? Survivor, a father, husband, cancer survivor, fatty liver.
Fatty liver. Yeah. I love it. Come on. By the way, there's so much to get into. Earthquakes. First of all, hearts go out to California.
Get out of California. Run.
It's so scary.
As quickly as you can.
Listen to me. I know. 1994. I'm there with Kimberly. Oh, forget about it. And I told you this before many times. And I would never have known. If you're not in an earthquake, you don't know. You don't feel it. I was in two earthquakes, right? And the bad one was 1994, man. And it was up. And we were on the top floor of this building. I was there temporarily, you know, for a year or so, you know, temporarily in Los Angeles. And the earthquake hits. It is the scariest thing. The ground moves, man. The ground moves. It just starts going out of pace where it goes, and everything's shaking, and things are coming out. Refrigerators are moving. You know, I told my St. Joseph that I keep in my office got decapitated. You can't tell me that's not the devil coming out of the ground. Oh, my goodness gracious. It is so scary. Then I start looking into earthquakes because I'm a worrywart. I am. I'm just a worrywart. The San Andreas Fault goes right up California, right up to the Pacific Rim of San Francisco, Seattle, right up there. It is so dangerous. Now they say the most dangerous is the Madrid Fault, which goes through Memphis, Tennessee. And now we have the Ramapo Fault that goes to 110th Street in New York. Edgar Casey, the psychic, said that fault's going to go first in New York. So now...
I mean, the psychic said it.
Edgar Casey was a regular guy.
Who?
And Edgar Casey.
Is he related to Ben Casey, the doctor in the TV series? I mean, really? Come on.
References that from 1961.
You had me until you went the psychic. I mean, come on.
And look up Edgar. I think it's C-A-Y-C-E Casey. The guy was never wrong. But I don't know about 110th Street because that San Andreas Fault, what's happening now, is like a movie. It's like that movie, 2012, whatever that movie was. Oh, the ground's opening up, and my heart goes out to those folks. And Al, you said it right at the beginning. You said, get the heck out while you can. I couldn't stay there. I couldn't stay there. And I have such immense respect. You know, again, I always say I'm not in the Hollywood community, not on the A-list, B-list, not even on the wait list in Hollywood, you know. And but I have immense respect for the folks because they stay there. And it, a place that beautiful, if you're in Bel Air, you're in Beverly Hills, and you're in some of the areas of Malibu, you know, in or in the up in Santa Monica, for example, or the hills of Hollywood. There's the air is sweet. It's just pristine. It's too nice. You know it's just going to go. Oh, that is scary what's happening out there. Frankie, we got any word on what they're doing? They they're going to refix it, and they're going to rebuild, but we have no way of predicting these things. And that in itself is unnerving, Frank.
Well, I think the problem is that a big part of California is, as you know better than me, is on a major fault line, right? So
it's really just
a matter of when these earthquakes are going to take place. Now, given where California is situated, I mean, thankfully, things could have actually been much worse. No loss of life, a lot of property damage, but thankfully nothing that can't be replaced.
Yep, and a big shout out to the first responders, to the police and fire. My goodness gracious, it was great. And I want to ask Frankie about one more thing before we break. But I did say, again, to the women's soccer team, the U.S. women's soccer team, congratulations. And we wish all the very best. It got political. It turned off some of us. Like, do you have to get political, really? Like, I'm sick of I just tired of it. You play the sports, like somebody said, kick the ball. You know, play football. Don't tell me about what you're feeling and how much you hate the country. I don't want to hear it. Really, I don't want to hear it. So they won. Great. Congratulations. And then they started doing a little, dance, you know, and they just started doing a dance with the American flag. And the flag dropped. The flag dropped onto the field. So I said, who saved it? Sure enough, I get a tweet. And thank you for texting this. I'm not sure where, from toddstarns.com. Kelly O'Hara stopped her teammates from desecrating Old Glory. She's a great patriot. Apparently number 5 World Cup MVP. Right on the money. And thanks to Kelly O'Hara, part of that team. Because as soon as that flag hit the ground, you see the video, she went and she saved it. And you know, it's not the little things. It's what, it's like Vito Fisella said on our show on Wednesday. It's all the sacrifices made for the flag, man. That's why we always should stand fast for that. So thanks for texting me that. Hey, Frankie Fibrell's huge. What's going on with the Queens DA race? And I know Joey Borelli was talking about it on Friday. But where are we with that now? And I can't believe we got to hear where we are.
Very interesting, and quite a bit news since Joe commented on this on Friday. So as of Thursday, after counting the provisional ballots that the Board of Elections is allowing counted, discounting others, as of Thursday, Melinda Katz, who on election night or primary night was trailing by over 1,000 votes, as of Thursday, Melinda Katz was ahead by 20 votes. As of Friday, when the Caban campaign was successful in getting 6 more ballots counted, Melinda Katz is now ahead by only 16 votes. Okay, so now, as of tomorrow, they're going to begin a manual recount of all of the ballots that have been counted, the ballots that were cast on election day and fed into the machines, and all the paper ballots. So
is that
that's
a guy named Manuel, or is that Manuel? No, you tell me. Like by hand, they're going to do it, right?
That's right. And then, okay, in addition to that, both campaigns are going to go to court. The Caban campaign wants a lot more ballots counted than the ones that the Board of Elections has excluded. So Melinda Katz and her campaign, they don't want any more ballots counted aside from the ones that have already been counted. So this is going to be very interesting. As it stands now, Melinda's ahead by 16 votes, but this could go on for weeks, possibly even months.
But wasn't this part of it was ballots that people were not Democrats, they were voting?
Yeah,
independent voters that were voting.
Those they're not going to be able to
get thrown out automatically.
The big question is, Joe, what do you do? If and this is where Melinda is in a very unique position, because everyone making decisions about what ballots should be counted and which shouldn't, they all want Melinda to win. the Democrats and the Republicans both want Melinda to win. So they have a very easy time agreeing on things. Usually when there's one of these, and I've been through many of these, Vinnie Gentile's first special election, which I played a big role in, he won by 32 votes. He trailed by 100 votes on election night. Vinnie was a Democrat at the time. We had to fight with the Republicans for every single ballot that they thought was going to favor Vinnie. Ultimately, we won. But it's very rare that this is the case where you have both the Democratic vote counters and the Republican vote counters wanting the same candidate to win. So here's a scenario, Joe. What do you do if you're a registered Democrat, you show up to vote, and you're legitimately entitled to vote, and they tell you you're not entitled to vote? Well, so then your option is to cast a provisional ballot. What if you make a mistake on your residency or signing the affidavit portion of your ballot? You're a registered voter, you're a registered Democrat, you're entitled to vote in that election, but because the Board of Elections told you you're not actually eligible to vote, you make a mistake filling out the form. Should your vote be counted or not? The Caban campaign argues that, yes, of course they should. These people are legally entitled to vote. The Katz campaign says, tough. That's not really what the letter of the law says. So it's going to be interesting.
What's your prediction, Frank? You usually
look
at this.
I think Caban clearly got the most votes. And I'll remind everybody that if we had nonpartisan elections, as I've been calling for, she would not even be close to winning. If we had ranked choice voting, as New York City is going to be getting, hopefully in the fall, Caban would not even be close to winning. Caban got the most votes, right? But I think they're going to be able to steal this election from her because you have the Democrats and Republicans that control the Board of Elections. And then you have the judges who are all owe their judgeships to the local Democratic Party bosses. All of those entities, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the local Democratic Party bosses, they are all terrified at the prospect of Tiffany Caban winning. So there will be nothing, there will be no tie goes to the runner. Every questionable call is going to break Melinda Katz's way. So I think Melinda will end up being the Democratic nominee, and she'll be end up being elected DA.
Yeah, thank goodness, I say. I mean, I didn't like what Tiffany Caban was coming up with, letting criminals go. So, we'll track that for you. 921 right now with Joe on the radio. If you want to call, it's 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads, 921 on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie, how you doing this morning? All good with you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. So you had a nice weekend with the kids and everything and fireworks, et cetera.
I did the whole thing, but I didn't run down. I'm usually packing and unpacking like today. I can't even believe my schedule today. This weekend, I didn't do any of it. I said, look, I'm hanging, and I wasn't on the clock, and it was the best ever. Just to, you know, you need that once in a while, right?
I mean,
staying with the guys, and we stayed home. We didn't move, and it was just great. So, and let the games begin. Today, it's all different. I'll be scrambling. Non stop, you know.
Oh, back to the Lord. Rat race, as they say, right?
And to rest, just to rest. My goodness.
Oh, it's great. I love sleeping. I love sleeping. My favorite pastime. Oh, I slept till 8 o'clock the other day. I was so happy. Oh, it's like, I actually feel human. I'm like, I slept eight hours. I feel normal.
And your brain works, right? I know. It's amazing what sleep can do. At 9:22, Deb's out there looking out for you. She's at work. She's up and at 'em this early in the morning. Checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Joe, I see an accident at the Williamsburg Bridge. The Williamsburg Bridge heading into town on the inner roadway. It's an accident, so watch for delays on the BQE right into the Manhattan Bridge. It's pretty solid on the LIE westbound getting out towards South Oyster Bay Road. If you're going to be taking a ride to the Seaford Oyster Bay northbound, that's going to be stop and go. As you head north as well, do watch out for some delays there. We're seeing some volume on the Deegan South at 179th. It's an accident still being cleaned up from that spot as well. And watch out for slowdowns as you head over to the west side southbound. Stop and go traffic down through the 70s because of an earlier stalled car. Traffic is moving slowly for you as you take a ride over to the LIE westbound, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And let's go over to the Hudson River crossings. You look fine at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln 15, Holland about 10 minutes now getting into town, 80 westbound, getting out toward Route 23. Some earlier problems clear to Conic southbound and Hawthorne, a disabled vehicle. Rain ending this morning, partly cloudy today, high of about 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970 The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains why we chose Trump.
He is you, he is me, but he just happens to be a billionaire from Queens. That's why we chose him, because people look at him and say, okay, he may be the president, he may have the nuclear codes, but if I were on Air Force One, I'd be eating Big Macs too like he is.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
This is Bruce at the Stone Pony this weekend.
It's a dirty rotten shame. It's a dirty rotten shame. And there's no one I can name. No one to share the blame. It's a dirty rotten shame.
With Gary Talent singing, right, Albert?
That's correct.
Yeah. Gary Talent's a bass player for the E Street Band. And Bruce was helping Gary promote his new solo record. He joined, Bruce joined Talent in Asbury Park on Saturday. So that, and then he stayed with Southside Johnny throughout the rest of the night?
Yeah, played a couple songs there on Saturday night. People were, you know, Facebooking, oh my God, Bruce at Stone Pony, Bruce at Stone Pony. And one person, a friend of mine that I know is a big Springsteen fan, very upset that she wasn't at Asbury at that moment.
Yeah, I know, that's so funny. Of all days, they're saving themselves, right? Right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So funny.
Exactly.
That is so funny.
But
hey,
the summer stage is great. It's definitely worth the trip down there.
I couldn't agree more. It's great. It's open. It's fun, and it's and there's not a bad seat.
There's no seats. It's all standing room only.
Well, you can sit. They got that VIP in the side that you can go to if you want. But it's
a little pricey. I'm going there to see Blues Traveler on Friday. So
you're going. Well, that's good.
Yeah, my buddy was like last minute. He said, "Nah, come on, let's get tickets." My wife wasn't happy about it, but you know, whatever.
She's like,
I can't believe you didn't tell me. I said, babe, he just asked me last night. I told her on 4th of July. I said, he told me on Wednesday.
Did you invite your wife to go with you?
No, it's me and him, man. Ride or die. What are you, nuts? No, because I sent him, this was funny. So he sends me a text over the weekend, and he says, I got the tickets. I said, all right. I said, what time you want to leave? And he goes, when can you be ready? I said, I'll be ready to roll by one. He goes, I want to go Al style, like early. I said, I'll be ready to roll by 1:30 in the afternoon Friday. He goes, then let's do it.
Gosh. So will you tailgate there, Al?
It's not really a place you can tailgate. My cousin lives in Ocean Grove, so I'm actually calling her this week because she found out that I was going. She said, oh, come have a drink before the show. I said, well, speaking of that, you think I could park in front of your house and walk on the boardwalk over from Ocean Grove to Asbury, so this way I don't have to pay parking. She goes, yeah, absolutely. She goes, we'll fit a spot for you. So
Al, the energy you put into these the rock and roll, you know, and Frankie, would you ever? I mean, to go see somebody, I don't know that I ever would. I never would. But it's
there's so many good places. First off, we'll go to the Wonder Bar. I mean, the Wonder Bar is great.
Cool.
It's a great place to drink.
And aren't they doing performances there as well?
Yes, they do have bands there and stuff, and they have like a little doggy park or whatever. But it's great to just hang out, have a couple of drinks, grab a quick bite to eat, and then we'll walk over to the summer stage. That's all.
I know. They have a doggy park. I think did I may have bought Otis there when I was playing McLuhan's across the street.
My cousin has gone there with her dog because it's cool. Listen, let me tell you something. Asbury is very hip. It is very up and coming, and the bottom line is, it is not that far. It's going to the shore without going all the way to the shore. You know what I'm saying?
Hey guys, I got to tell you. So over the weekend, Allie goes, "Dad, you got to watch Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, the Freddie Mercury, the Queen story." So I said, "Sure, we'll watch it after we do all the 4th of July." And we watch, and like, great movie, by the way, great movie. Were you a Queen guy, Al? Were you a Queen guy? Did you?
Oh, like, huge Queen guy.
See, I missed.
I was working.
I don't even have to ask you. I mean, because you.
Yeah, no, I like Queen. I have the movie. I'm looking forward to seeing the movie. I have the movie home and my Netflix queue.
And if you could get the guy that starred in it, I'm so bad. Forgive me, but we should get the
Rami Malek.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
Yeah, he plays the new Bond villain in the new Bond movie.
Really?
It's coming out next year, yeah.
So, but I'm watching this, and I said, and now I'm thinking, I was late 70s they came out. And now I'm thinking, I was at radio in college, and then I went to the comedy clubs. I must have been just so absorbed in what I was doing. I missed the whole Queen thing, and I'm seeing all the songs that they wrote. I mean, it was spectacular, you know, but you followed them throughout.
Oh, yeah, I was a big Queen fan. And the day Freddie Mercury passed, because remember, he had announced that he had AIDS and the whole thing that he was going through. And the day he died, I was actually walking to work that morning at WNEW and heard the announcement at like 3 a.m. From England that he had died. Yeah, and the entire morning that morning was just people calling in their memories of Freddie Mercury and Queen and seeing Queen. And we played all Queen that day. And it was a very, very sad day. I mean, the guy knew he was dying. And it just, what a shame. Unbelievable talent.
It was. Yeah, incredible voice. Hey, but I happened to watch it. I wouldn't watch it. A movie about the Dave Clark Five, I am there. I know everything about it. I'm telling you. And it's 9:30. Frankie, before we break to local news and we go to Joe Diamond. Joe Diamond is organizer of the group Elon Must Go. Elon Omar and Must Go. So we're going to talk about Joe and what's happening with his group there. But Kamala Harris now, excuse me, she's proposing $100 billion for a black home ownership plan. Am I reading that correctly?
That's what I'm reading. So we'll see.
So she wants to take $100 billion and give, because there's a disparity between the when are they going to stop playing the race card? Immediately when I see that, I'm thinking about my kids. Can I have money for my children for free college? For free health? Can I have something free for my kids? I don't qualify for any of this. And certainly, and now $100 billion, do they ever think about going back and rebuilding, you know, maybe some of these areas where the community comes from, and maybe rebuilding and putting jobs there and guilting some of these companies into coming back and manufacturing within there, fix the problem where it emanates from?
Well, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren claim that this plan is aimed at reducing the racial gap in historically redlined communities where banks systematically denied home loans to black borrowers. So they're saying that this $100 billion, which is going to help cover the cost of things like down payment, it sort of makes up for the banks being racist for all these years.
Yeah, okay.
So but who's lending them the money? Hold on a second.
Well,
who's lending them the
money? Well, we are.
Yeah, the
country.
I got plenty of money? I don't know that. I don't.
Let's just say that what they say is true. And I ask you again, why don't they just put jobs back? The problem with that area, because I know that area so well, why don't they put jobs there and manufacturing jobs there and recreate the community that I've been talking about till I'm blue in the face? I'm sorry, Al. Go ahead.
No, I don't understand where these people get off, where the taxpayers will pay for everything. Do they not understand that socialism doesn't work? They only need look at Venezuela and other countries around the world where socialism has not succeeded. You want to know why it doesn't succeed? Because there is greed. Everybody has greed. I don't care
how. What is greed? What is greed? Greed is good.
Good. But my point is that no matter what happens, no matter everybody has a level playing field, equal playing field, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, somebody wants what you have. you have something a little bit more than the next person, and I want that, and it's your right to give it to me. No, it's not. You work for it.
Wait, but you can understand how the banks that caused the subprime mortgage meltdown and cratered the worldwide economy to begin with,
right.
instead of them having to pay the price for the worldwide economic catastrophe that they caused, they got bailed out by me.
Right.
Now, so you could understand why people see that and say, wait a minute. We have none of the good parts of socialism, none of the free health care, none of the free housing, but we have all the crummy parts of it, that the banks that were too big to fail, that they needed a bailout, they're even bigger today than they were prior to the bailout. They're in just as much danger of cratering the economy. Now, your friend Cory Booker, Joe, at this same conference where Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren proposed $100 million of your money to make people feel better about racism, he proposed baby bonds. Now, this might be good for you, Joe, because maybe some of your kids could help start paying some of the bills that you got over the weekend.
Am I eligible? I'm a white guy.
You may have to have a few more kids.
Terribly white privilege, right. Frank, because I don't work hard enough.
So Cory Booker is going to give every baby born $1,000. And if you happen to be lucky enough to fall below a certain income level, then you receive additional contributions of up to $2,000 a year. So he's actually out Andrew Yang'd Andrew Yang here. Andrew Yang was the guy proposing a universal basic income. But as I understand it, that was only for adults. Cory Booker has out Yang'd Yang. He's now yanging children, babies.
He's not the ying to his yang.
It's amazing. Would they just stop?
Now, the best, Joe, is you have Bernie Sanders, who wants to forgive everybody's student loan debt. Now, to out Sanders, we have Beto O'Rourke, who proposed at this same conference. This is like being in the audience at the Oprah show with all the free stuff that you get at the Oprah show. Imagine being at this, I think it was called the Essence Festival, being in the audience there, one candidate after the other, rushing to give you more free stuff. Beto O'Rourke proposed debt forgiveness for teachers. So if you happen to be a teacher, all your debt's forgiven, but for the rest of us that chose other professions, we still have to pay our.
Where were the other 20 candidates? Did they have other stuff? Hold on a second. Free coffee. If it was Schultz, if he was in, free coffee for everyone. You get free coffee. Never have to pay for a cup of coffee again. What is the matter with these people?
877-970-2999. The airwaves are yours on our Balance of Nature phone line. Joe Diamond's coming up momentarily, organizer of the group Elon Must Go, talking about Elon Omar. Hey, at 9:36 right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news. And you know what? It's free right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
71 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A group of NYPD officers being praised for their generosity and kindness after paying for a suspected shoplifter's groceries. Three members of the department's strategic response group responded to a Whole Foods in Union Square on Friday, found the woman had some items in her bag she hadn't paid for. Rather than arrest her, the cops paid the bill. A filmmaker who was in the story at the time tweeted out a photo of the moment, calling it moving. Chief of Department Terry Monahan thanked the man for sharing something that would typically go unnoticed. An ancient Norse chess piece is changing hands for nearly $930,000. Sotheby's in London sold the 3.5-inch-tall carved figure on behalf of an English family that apparently didn't realize its value. The auction house said the rare find had been originally purchased for $6 by an antiques dealer in Scotland in 1964. It had been kept in a drawer for more than a half century before the late owner's family decided to get it appraised. It turned out to be one of five missing pieces of the Lewis Chessman set, making it one of the most famous chess pieces in the world. In sports, James Paxton gave up two runs in the first. Yankees lost 2-1 at Tampa Bay. Zach Wheeler gave up six runs in five-plus innings as the Mets lost 8-3 at home to the Phillies. U.S. women's soccer team has won back-to-back World Cups. They defeated the Netherlands yesterday 2-0. A ticker tape parade will be held in the Canyon of Heroes up Broadway Wednesday morning, starting at 9:30. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. We're seeing delays on the B train, and it's all due to some switching problems. New Jersey Transit, 13 canceled trains for today. And let's see what's happening on the Staten Island Railway. We're seeing delays here because of switching problems over at Tottenville. Let's see what's happening at the Hudson River crossings. You look fine at the GWB, but outbound it's construction on the upper level. Lincoln 15 in, Holland down to about 5 from the Turnpike, but 20 in. in from 1 and 9. 7086 at 15, an accident as well. And traffic is still moving solely on Route 1 northbound at Grandview Ave up in Edison with an accident working as well. Watch for slowdowns on the Deegan south at 179th. A crash there. They cleaned up an accident at the Williamsburg Bridge into town. Queens Midtown Tunnel 15 to 20 in. Over at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, it's an accident on the lower level getting into Queens, so watch for delays there. Rain this morning, clearing later. High today of about 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Eastern Christian Elementary, School Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 941. If you're feeling run down, you don't have that energy, you're going to need fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That is Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know, Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. I keep telling you that. Ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics. I always buy those multivitamins. If you're over 50, take these vitamins. I take that. And then they stink, they're a little stinky. You end up eliminating most of it. They upset my stomach. Forget about all of that, right? All you need is Balance of Nature. Natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel the difference. Folks say that their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. Isn't it time to improve the quality of your life? You know I love you, and I love telling you things that work for you. You got to try Balance of Nature. For a limited time, here, this special from the Howard family, please, you could receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 30% discount and free shipping? Are you kidding me? Call now, please, 800-246-8777. 751 800-246-8 751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Piscopo, Morano, Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime on the radio. It's 9:42. This is your morning show. We are here for you. Joe Diamond is the organizer of the group Elon Must Go. Joe Diamond. Joe, welcome to the show. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe. Greetings from Bath Beach, Brooklyn.
Hey, man, there you go. Hey, Joe Dime, is that your real name? Dime, that's such a cool last name, man, huh?
That is my real name, at least according to my birth certificate. I've never looked any deeper than that, but yes, that is my real name.
Hard to believe Piscopo's my last name, too. Oh, hey, what? Took a shit. Hey, Joe, you started this Elon Must Go movement. Remind us why you're pushing to get Ilhan Omar removed from the Foreign Relations Committee, please.
Well, so several months ago, I started reading about this young woman who, you know, came into Congress earlier this year. And at first I thought, okay, how nice, you know, an immigrant came here and she's diverse, whatever. She's very, you know, she looks good, whatever. And then I start reading her statements. And then she starts, you know, there's these anti-Semitic tropes. She starts calling Israel, a seducer, and that we're controlled by the devil. And she starts saying things about Jews, how, you know, we control the money supply. And then I see that she makes these statements against American troops where, you know what I'm talking about, the Black Hawk Down issue, she made a statement saying that the troops we sent in to rescue her countrymen were somehow terrorists.
Thank you.
Who were, there to kill Somali children.
Yeah.
And then it crystallized. I'm like, how is this woman... I understand how she got elected to Congress. That's fine. Her constituents elected her. But how is she possibly serving on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the U.S. Congress? This is insane.
Yeah. You know what? God bless you for doing that, because we don't hate anybody. It's not about hate, but it's just about when you start hating us. And what's upsetting about Omar, she comes from Somalia, and we lost, don't forget, 17 United States Army Rangers dragged through the streets.
Yeah,
forgive me, in their underwear. And what are we trying to do? What are we trying to do? Help the people of Somalia. And, you know, we're still over there, you know. I have a friend who's over there. And maybe a thank you from Omar. Maybe a thank you, America, for being so great. And I am numb at the hate that she has in her heart for us, Joe. So how is the movement going, and what are you doing to further this Elon Must Go movement, sir?
Well, you know, bit by bit, piece by piece, I think you spoke with, you know, one of our allies a few weeks ago, Dove Hikens, who I've been working very closely with.
He's the best.
And yeah, he's a great man. We had a rally in front of Congressman Max Rose's office a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
just to, you know, bring he's a good guy, too. You know, he's a war veteran. He got a Purple Heart in Afghanistan. But we're trying to get people like him to stand up and say, look, this woman cannot serve on the committee. She certainly cannot have security clearance and access to the nation's secrets. So, you know, we're trying to bring the message to him. So far, he hasn't. I mean, he said something to a local journalist, but it was a very tepid remark. So the plan is we're going to keep putting pressure on him during the summer. We're also going to start bringing this to other swing district congressmen. In fact, I wanted to mention Tom Malinowski, who I think might be your congressman. I'm not sure.
Down in the 7th in Jersey. Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. Seems like a good guy, too. You know, I don't know much about him, but we also plan to send some people into the district to speak with him and try to get him to take a stand.
What is he saying? Because I'm a Leonard Lance guy who we replaced, who we beat, actually. So just curious, what is Malinowski saying?
Not much. Not much.
Where's Chuck? You know, Dove and I have this conversation. Where's Mr. Israel Chuck Schumer? And finally, Nancy Pelosi, she made some comments over the weekend in which she seemed to dismissive of these four progressive women. Like maybe all this work that you're doing, Joe, is getting some results, huh?
Well, could be. I mean, they're the gang of four, right? Or they're the four dragon ladies of the apocalypse, or whatever mixed metaphor we can throw into this. I think Pelosi is starting to understand what she's up against, and we're going to try to, you know, convince her to take some action too.
Yeah, yeah, and Chuck Schumer, and then for Bernie Sanders to run on "I Stand with Elon" is what he exactly said, quote unquote. How do you vote for a guy like that? How do you vote for a guy like that if you're a Brooklyn guy and you're a Jewish guy from New York? How do you vote that?
From my alma mater, I'm ashamed to say I went to his college. I went to Brooklyn College sometime after he did, but oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy from Brooklyn. I can't believe he's doing this.
Man, listen, we appreciate your fight, man. So where can we find more about Elon Must Go, Joe? Where can we find out more about your organization, sir?
Okay, so the website is ilhanmustgo.org and Twitter, hashtag Ilhan Must Go. And that's, you know, you can find links to us there, and there's some tips on how to get involved. We're trying to get this Remove Omar resolution circulated in Congress. In fact, that's what we'll be focusing on this week, getting it to legislative staffers on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. Well, I you know what? I got to tell you, we don't hate anybody. It's just a matter when you're anti-American and you show the disrespect that she and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Cortez has. It's good that I think this is what you're doing. You should be we should say thank you, Joe Diamond, appreciating Godspeed.
No,
and keep us posted, man. I know it's no hate. You're doing the right thing for the country, brother.
It's not it's not Islamophobia. I'm Ilhanophobic. I'm proud to say I am Ilhanophobic. It's purely based on what she said.
Yep. It's exactly right. Yeah, Joe Diamond, thanks. Or Elon Musk is the name of the group. And, Joe, keep us posted, Joe. All right, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank you. And a shout-out to Dove Hyken, who works so hard, who has family members in the Holocaust. And, by the way, no hate toward Ms. Omar. There's no hate there. Joe was coming up here saying, why is this woman on the Foreign Relations Committee? She hates America. She hates Israel. Right? She hates the Jewish community. And she goes on and on and on. And Rashida Tlaib's the same way. And they come into this country. They come to this country where we still have troops in Somalia over there trying to keep the peace, trying to help the people. How about a thank you? How about a thank you? And why this woman is on the Foreign Relations Committee, and about time, I see maybe there's a crack in this, because Nancy Pelosi, she got upset over those four progressive women, and she's talking about Omar, you know, and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Cortez. And who's the fourth woman? Frankie Five Boroughs? Who's the other one that she's talking about?
Representative Presley from Massachusetts.
Yeah, thank you. Just trying to take down the country, man, and not doing any of us any good.
Yeah,
and
but I give credit to Pelosi for pointing out how insignificant these four women are. Four votes.
Yes, thank you.
If they oppose anything, who cares? That's four people opposing it. So
exactly
good for
right.
Pelosi for actually saying that publicly
exactly
in this
right.
Maureen Dowd interview.
That's right. It's huge. It's huge. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50. Debbie's out there looking out for you. It's a rainy Monday still coming down. How are we doing traffic-wise, Deb?
It's a little bit busy in Connecticut, Joe, over on the Merritt Parkway southbound into exit 27, getting into Greenwich. They just cleaned up an accident. 95 southbound, still slowing down through Westport, and then some stop-and-go traffic here getting down toward the area of Greenwich. We're still seeing volume cross Bronx westbound, heading out toward the GWB outbound. It's some ongoing construction on the upper level. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly here inbound at the GWB. You're moving a lot better now at the Lincoln and the Holland Tunnels, but the George Washington Bridge inbound upper level, getting reports of a disabled truck now, and that's what's causing the delay there. 78 eastbound, exit 15, a crash in Clinton Township. 3 westbound, over by the Meadowlands. It's an accident there to deal with. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you as you head over to 34 southbound of Wall Township. We're getting reports of an accident by Allaire Road. Traffic is still moving slowly for you over on the Deegan south at 179th with a collision. The Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, lower level into Queens. Watch for a crash there. And traffic busy at the Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx. And that's all due to some ongoing road work. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. Attend Tradeway's exciting two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, and we'll walk you through everything you need to know to trade stocks on your own. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
It'll be cloudy and rather humid this morning with off and on rain, and clouds will break for some sun later this afternoon. Our high today, well, near 80. And tonight will turn out mainly clear, more comfortable, down to 69 in Midtown, near 60 in some of the cooler north and west suburbs. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, a warm day, but not all that humid, high 87. For Wednesday, sunshine, so clouds, very warm and moderately humid, high 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. There he is, 9:54 right now. I'm going to give you the 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05. I'll give you the 10 o'clock on Route 22 Toyota, okay? If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota, please. You got till 10 o'clock. You might want to call now, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection. That is so vital to the safety of your car. I wish I would listen to myself sometimes when I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because if I knew when I had a multi-point inspection, they said, Joe, you know, your brakes are going, and then it wouldn't have cost me like almost $1,000. Oh, I get so mad at myself. You know, you get a free oil change or filter, by the way, as well, with that free multi-point inspection. So don't be like me. Be smart, please. You don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. All you got to do, first five callers, next 5 minutes, is call right now. 855-621-9949. You'll check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You'll check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And don't forget, Alex Kinsella, what can he offer you? What do I keep telling you? Zero. Yes, I said 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Route 22 Toyota, you're going to love it. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Happy Monday. Mike Gallagher's coming up. You got Dr. Gorka. Dennis Prager, we've got a great lineup. Larry Elder tonight, Kevin in the afternoon. So you keep it right there on AM 970, The Answer, please. Frankie Fiberos, just breaking news. Here you go. Federal prosecutors in New York unsealed two-count indictment of high-powered financier Jeffrey Epstein for alleged sex trafficking. So that's happening and unfolding in the Southern District, yes?
That's right. Just a few blocks from where we are right now. So you can bet that if this case ends up going to trial, it's going to get an enormous amount of media coverage, not only because of Mr. Epstein's wealth, but because of the incredible Rolodex of contacts that he has. But I think what's more likely, Joe, is that he'll probably work out some sort of a plea deal, just as he did in Florida. And you can bet, I don't know who his lawyers are this time around, but you can bet that he will have the best lawyers in the world, and they're going to get the best deal possible for him.
Yeah, it's amazing that that happens. Hey, Frankie, being from the Southern District, with that just seems to be witch hunt after witch hunt after witch hunt. This is the Southern District of New York that is going after Donald Trump and every single thing. I mean, does that dilute this, do you think, coming from the Southern District of New York?
No, I mean, the Southern District has always been home to a lot of high-profile cases just because it includes Manhattan. So when Rudy Giuliani was the U.S. attorney, when James Comey was the U.S. attorney, and even when Preet Bharara was the U.S. attorney, you always get the biggest cases in America. Now, what Preet Bharara did is he elevated the role of prosecutor in chief to a whole different level that we hadn't really seen since Giuliani in the Southern District. I think the current U.S. attorney for the Southern District, Jeffrey Berman, while certainly he makes a lot of decisions that I may not agree with, he doesn't seem the kind of publicity-crazed prosecutor that Preet Bharara was. So I do think that Jeff Berman is more interested in, and kudos to President Trump for picking him, but I do think he's more interested in the administration of justice than most U.S. attorneys attorneys tend to be. The fear with U.S. attorneys is that they're so into these publicity-crazed cases that will propel their own political career. But I don't get that sense with Jeff Berman. When's the last time you even saw the guy hold a press conference?
Yeah, very true. Good point. Frankie Five Boroughs. We'll do this again tomorrow. Thank you, Frankie, for a great show. Always appreciate the great guests as well. And Al, thank you as well, my friend. And Debbie Duhaime, we love you, Debbie. And we love you for listening. You know, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. You want to go to Mike, and we're going to be back tomorrow on YouTube and on Facebook live. We have faces for radio, yet we are bold enough to go on YouTube and to go on Facebook, and you'll be able to watch Piscopo in the Morning on your streaming device. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that for me? And you know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
70 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a hearing set for tomorrow in Queens Supreme Court regarding the tight race for Queens District Attorney. A judge expected to hear arguments regarding invalidated ballots. Melinda Katz leads Tiffany Caban by 16 votes. Meanwhile, the Board of Elections will apparently manually count every single one of the tens of thousands of votes. Officials say they've located a jet ski that a missing Montclair, New Jersey couple rented out in Barbados. Officials say a French Navy ship came across the jet ski Saturday near an island in the Caribbean Sea. Oscar Suarez and Magdalena Devil rented a jet ski at Holtown Beach prior to their disappearance on June 24th while on vacation. In sports, Yankees lost to the Rays, Phillies beat the Mets. U.S. women's soccer team won back-to-back World Cups. They defeated the Netherlands 2-0.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.